You're listening to SBS News.
The lockdown in Greater Brisbane has come to an end, but some restrictions will remain in place for the next 14 days, including the requirement for Queenslanders to carry a mask when they leave their homes and to wear them in all indoor settings. The announcement comes after Queensland recorded one new locally acquired case of COVID-19, which has been linked to a known cluster. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk thanked residents and businesses for patience and understanding.
That is good news for Queensland, and Easter is good to go. Please be safe and enjoy your time away with family and friends. We are not out of the woods yet. Can I really thank our Queenslanders? This has been phenomenal. It has been very stressful for everyone. People of this state have really stepped up. I cannot be more proud.
House gatherings across Queensland will be restricted to 30 people, and there will be no dancing in public venues. Easter church services are permitted to go ahead at full capacity, but with a COVID-safe plan. Anzac Day marches, parades, dawn services and other commemorative events can also take place within a COVID-safe plan. No personal visitors are allowed at hospitals, aged care, disability care or correctional facilities, while patrons at restaurants, cafes, bars and clubs will have to be seated, and dancing in public venues won't be permitted. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says while the lockdown only applied to people in Greater Brisbane, it's vital the temporary restrictions apply to all Queenslanders.
The reason is that people in Brisbane, after the lockdown, can go anywhere in the state. So then that risk goes with them. I think the risk is low, that's why I've advised that we can do this, but it is there, which is why I think that 2 weeks of restrictions across the whole state will keep our whole state safe.
New South Wales, the ACT and the Northern Territory have removed their restrictions for travel to and from Greater Brisbane in response. Queensland has issued an extension request to the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, asking that the state not take international return travellers until the end of April. It comes as Deputy Queensland Premier Stephen Miles again criticises Federal Minister David Littleproud, this time regarding a rejected proposal for a national quarantine facility.
We would not be facing risks like this if the Morrison government had engaged with us on the construction of a national quarantine facility. Yesterday, David Littleproud said that whatever the states needed, the Commonwealth would provide. Well, we need a national quarantine centre.
And New South Wales has recorded one new locally acquired case of COVID-19. The infection is known to health officials. It's the case identified in Byron Bay, which was announced yesterday. It comes as authorities reintroduce restrictions for four council areas near the shared border with Queensland for the next 2 weeks. The areas are Byron Bay, Ballina, Tweed and Lismore. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state is still open and is asking people to be extra cautious.
To be fair, that part of New South Wales to date has done really well because the other states wouldn't let us go on holiday. A lot of people had been holidaying in the Northern Rivers, the northern part, north coast, north to mid coast of New South Wales. So whilst I know Easter is always a good time for businesses to do well, touch wood, they have had a consistent kind of patronage in the last few months.
And public confidence in the vaccine rollout has again taken a hit as the row between the federal government and states intensifies over delays. Gladys Berejiklian has criticised coalition colleagues in Canberra for leaking misleading information to media. She's also offered to play more of a leading role in the rollout. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt is downplaying the so-called blame game, telling the Seven Network that the government believes the states are all doing a good job.
There are inventories that they can draw on, which we've pre-positioned with them, which means that they're in a strong position to provide additional support, and I think that's a good thing. All states and territories have a 12-week plan. All states and territories have been receiving doses in accordance with that 12-week plan. All states and territories are doing an excellent job. We're pleased that many of them would like to now expand their role.
And opposition leader Anthony Albanese is urging the federal government to be transparent and sensible with the rollout.
And until Australians are fully vaccinated, we'll be vulnerable to this disease. We'll be vulnerable as well to further lockdowns, which is why the federal government needs to get this right. It needs to be transparent with what is happening.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.